The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. This is an extra special, very, very important show today. I'm Kara Zimmerman with Spirit of Giving Network. Very grateful, very grateful. We're with the Beasley Media Group, Community of Caring, going to talk about a very local and national issue about gun violence. We have Jimmy Ricolo here with I've got his hat on. I got the bumper sticker. I'm going to tell everybody, get this, everybody, listen to this. Guitars, not guns. Amen, right? Guitarsnotguns.com.
.org.
Okay. We got to change it on the bumper sticker. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, everybody.
.org.
Okay. Like Guitarsnotguns.org. ORG, absolutely. Providing guitars and lessons to foster kids and at-risk youth. So really, Jimmy, thank you so much for reaching out. And let's talk about this. How did you get started? And welcome.
Thank you so much for the invitation. And you are the first to step up and actually let me advocate for this awesome program that we have. It started 3 years ago for me. I was looking for a nonprofit to work for. When it came to music, I'm a 50-year veteran musician, raised my family, always done what I loved my whole life. You know the power of finding your passion young in life, and saw what was going on with our schools, with them taking out the arts, taking out the music, taking out the PE, and felt like I was driven to do something and try to help. Guitars, not guns, came around, but watching television. So don't think watching television is bad all the time. I was watching a show.
Really?
I was watching a show called Chopped, and Dweezil Zappa was playing for a nonprofit called Guitars, Not Guns. And I got up the next morning, wrote the couple. It's an 85-year-old couple that started this 20 years ago in California and wanted to volunteer to be a teacher. And they say had no teacher. And I said, well, you do now. And I became their president for their South Florida chapter. And it's an amazing, amazing program. And you know, timely as it is right now with everything that's going on in our country, in our world, with guns. I thought it was a great way to give kids an alternative to gun violence, gangs, and the street. And I had the support of my community that really thought that this was a worthwhile project. And I partnered with an amazing organization in Fort Lauderdale called Handy, which is also a nonprofit that deals with nothing but foster and high-risk children. And they gave me my start into the public schools in Broward County. I'm at two middle schools teaching kids. I've taught over 50 kids now, and I'm looking to expand to every school in Broward County. Broward County is my home. And that's what I'm passionate about, and I want to bring it here. I'd love to bring it all over the world for these people, but, you know, Broward County's kind of quite a chunk.
Yeah. First Broward County, then the world.
Then the world, yeah. I figure, you know, work in the community, and maybe it'll be global after that.
After everybody listens to this show, and you're going to tell them what you need, we're going to get you worldwide. But, I mean, 50 kids, so how did they react? What happened with this program? What did you see with these kids?
Well, first off, I get so much more than these kids get. I got to, you know, and my teachers are angels. The people have stepped up, volunteered. We're total volunteer-based, nonprofit. Nobody makes any money. We run on donations, and we sustain by our volunteers. And those are my two biggest mountains to climb. So what I saw was, I saw children, like 50 and 100 at a time at these schools, that have nothing, that have no, they're being raised by their siblings, or they're not being raised at all. The school is the safest place for them. They go to they go back to neighborhoods that you and me wouldn't drive through during the daytime. They live in these places, and they're ripe and ready for somebody to step up and tell them. You know, everybody says you're teaching them guitar, but I'm just empowering these children. And what I do, I'm their cheerleader. I'm teaching them guitar, and I'm teaching them that, you know, you have to be passionate about things. I, 8 years old when I picked up my first guitar, and I never looked back. And I tell them that they can have the same experience with their this guitar lesson in this class, or they can find out what's really they love. Find out what they love in life. That's their job right now at this age. Find out what you love, because it might be you make the best pies, or you you're good at gathering people together, or you're a healer. You make people happy, or, you know, it's something. There's something that you're here for, because God doesn't make mistakes, and you're not a product of where you grew up. You know, you're better than where you grew up. And people, you know, there's people out here that'll support you. And that's what this organization is to me, is showing these kids that they are better off than they think they are, and that people care. I mean, you know, I was astonished that there's this, I'm only in two of these schools now. I was astonished that there's that many children in need of these kind of services, you know, 50 in one, 75 in another, 75 children that have these kind of conditions that they live under daily in their lives. Somebody needs to step up. Handy stepped up, and they saw the benefit of teaching music to these kids, and they saw how I worked and how passionate I am about what I do. So it was a no-brainer for them, and like I said, it's transforming for them as it is for me, and I have comebacks. They come back. I teach them more guitar, so it's like, you know, it's not like a one-shot deal. We go 8 weeks with them. We teach them a song. We have make a big stink. We have a big performance for them. I'd like someday for the media to show up to that and see what the actual, you know, what the product is. And we, at that point, make them sign a piece of paper that says they won't bring a gun to school. And if they ever bring a gun to see anybody bring a gun to school, they will report them. And when they sign that piece of paper, I give them the guitar. They get to keep the guitars, and I continue teaching them. And it's amazing.
Where do you get the guitars?
That's where the donations come in. It's every time I buy 10 guitars, it's $800. We have a deal with a manufacturer that makes these kids' guitars. You know, I want to take it to the next level. You know, I don't know. Again, my founders are 85 years old. There's only so much they can do. Fender, Gibson, there's somebody out there should be donating these guitars. Why I have to pay for guitars for this kind of project is ludicrous. And I think that, you know, there's enough money that these people, you know, have that they give out for charities and stuff, that they should be donating these guitars to me. You know, we've passed 5,000 kids through this program in 17 years. It's proven. We've got bands. We've got artists. We got the kids coming back to teach the kids that are coming up. It's a win-win situation, and I need the support. It's like I said, I need the support of these Fender companies, Gibson companies. There's foundations like the Les Paul Foundation. I need them. I need people to get involved. Like I said, it's a nonprofit. Nobody's getting paid. So, you know, for me to put out $800 every time I have to do guitars, I have to go out and collect that, and I have to, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get, you know, people to donate money. It's a, you know, I've never been that kind of person, you know, give me money for my donations, but I understand the concept. It's just a hard road to go. And I'm finding things, if I work a little smarter, like grants, corporate sponsorships, stuff like that, would make that part of this job a lot easier.
You could just do what you do so well. You really teach, and you really relate to the kids. I mean, you look the part. I would love to learn the guitar from you.
You're in. That's one of my programs that I want to start when I get grant money, is I want to teach adults that don't know how to play guitar these four chords that they can teach these kids, and come teach these kids with me. Because that's the biggest thing I get is, listen, I don't know how to play guitar. Well, listen, between YouTube and me, I'll have you playing in 2 weeks. I'll have you playing this song. And then you can come teach these kids with me. So there's no more, I don't want to have to hear.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
If you please, I need you. But what are the ages of the kids? When you go, these schools that you go into, is there any backlash? Is it difficult for them to hear your story and to get you in? Number one. And number two, what are the ages of the kids that you've been teaching?
Right now, it's between the ages. It's middle school.
Middle school.
So it's 11
through
16.
Those are the worst grades, too, right?
Well, you know,
they need it the most.
And they're the most susceptible to this kind of thing. Because
and
they're
bullying.
They're not quite babies anymore. Yeah. And their hormones are starting to rage a little bit. So they're a little bit braver. And they're a little bit more articulate than they are. So it's a good age for that. I'd like to bring it into high schools, too. I mean, you know, the high school kids, you know, there's a part of this, the programs for these kids that stop at a certain age that they just don't get. They have to sign up for other programs to get the help they need. So, you know, high school kids, once they're out of high school, you're on your own, pretty much. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I would like to be in the high schools, too. Ultimately, I'd like to be partnered with the middle school and the high school next to it so that I could take the kids that graduate my class as they go into high school to come back to this middle school and help me teach new kids. Plus, it would be good for their, you know, their community service or whatever else.
I was just going to say, you know, that is an awesome, when these kids are trying to get into college and there's so much competition, if they put on their resume in college, you know, their application that they started a program called, you know, Guitars Not Guns, or volunteer teaching this. It especially now, I mean, they would really not only, like you say, get so much for themselves to learn about giving back.
Right.
You know, not just taking, but giving back, and the smiles that they'll get and improving their own skills and writing their own story to colleges about how, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours a week, whatever it is, they adopted an hour a week.
Right.
An hour. So like they could adopt a class. They could adopt a group of kids that they would teach guitar. If you could plug into some of the high schools, the counseling departments, and see some kids that they could recommend that are looking for, because not that many organizations, companies like having teenagers coming in to volunteer. There aren't that many volunteer opportunities for young people.
That's great.
You know, and this is something that they could definitely latch onto and make it huge for themselves. Now that part I could see.
Yeah, and I'm priming these kids that I'm teaching now. I'm priming them up. I'm like, listen, man, you guys are going to be you're going to be my next teachers. You guys are superstars. You're going to go off to high school and you're going to come back and you're going to teach these kids just like I taught you. And it's going to be, you know, a kumbaya moment. You're going to love this. You know, you're going to be these kids' mentors. You're going to really mean something in these kids' lives. Like, you know, you mean to us, you know what I mean? And I wanted to take it even further. I wanted to go into these community colleges or colleges where part of their degree is, you know, they have to have some kind of, what is it called? When you go out in the community and help, community service. They have to have 40 hours. My kid just graduated from UCF.
He's congratulations.
Yeah, aerospace engineer.
Wow. Everybody should see the smile on his face. Wow.
And he plays guitar also, I might add. And he's quite fierce. And he's taught me some things. But, you know, that kind of thing, I just think that we could go into these colleges. They need the community service. Go to the band teacher or the professor, say, listen, I have an opportunity for your kids to do community service with us. Come for an hour a week, teach my kids these four chords, and you get the credit, you know, for your college. And again, like you said, this stuff all looks good when you're going on, you're trying to go
from school
to school, you know.
Because there's so much competition today to get into college.
Exactly.
You know, and they need to have something really special that sets them apart.
That's right.
You know, and to show that they took their own initiative and did a chapter of guitarsnotguns.org.
Right.
So I can just see that working so well. And any time, I'm sure the teachers are so grateful that you're in there volunteering. It just takes a load off of them as well.
Sure.
You know, and changes the atmosphere of the kid.
Yep.
He comes back, right? And
he's
in a better mood.
I got out of 50 right now, I got a dozen that come back and take more lessons. who are my rock stars. And, you know, I tell you, this is a sidebar. I'm working guitars like not guns till the bitter end. But at night when I'm trying to sleep, I have ideas for a nonprofit school of rock. I have a nonprofit for, you know, get the community of musicians involved, where we're showing these kids how to play jazz, how to play country music, how to play blues, how to play. And those people are all in our communities that live with us and that gig at night and do their jobs. Why not get them involved with these kids and teach these kids some things, you know, mentor these children and have a, you know, these kids can't afford $500 a month for School of Rock to be at play in a band. But if we had funding for that, we could bring them in and teach them all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean?
Doesn't it sound like a no-brainer? Like, I'm thinking about that guy, you know, I'm thinking about the show The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have, instead of The Voice, which is all about singing, we could have a show called, you know, The Band. And
have nothing but bands, right?
Nothing but music and guitars and, you know.
Awesome.
But that Adam, what's his name?
Adam Levine?
Yes. Let's talk to him and get him to donate.
I want to get, you know, that's the other thing, you know.
I'm
trying to get into movie stars, actors, hip-hop artists. I need the support of some of these people that have real ties, real money, real influence. I mean, your celebrity is only as good as what you do with it. You know what I mean? It's not all about me. And especially, you know, I'm dealing with inner city kids. Where are the inner city people that are worried about the inner city kids? You know, where are they? I had Trina last year, rapper, Trina the rapper.
Yes.
Come and talk to my kids, who's an international rap star. Her brother got shot at 15 in Miami. Oh. She's a big star. She works with Miss Elliott. She worked with all these people, multi-platinum. And the impact of this girl coming up and talking to them was profound. They did 10 minutes of on BET about my program, about Guitars Not Guns. It's a show called Bean, whatever a rap star's name, Bean, Lil Wayne, Bean, this one was Bean Trina, and they actually dedicated 10 minutes at the end of the show all to Guitars Not Guns.
Wow.
That kind of exposure is what I need to get this kind of, implement this everywhere, you know what I mean, and get people talking about it and get people behind it, get the community behind it. And I'm primarily Broward County boy. That's all I want to work Broward County. I eventually want to get to Dade and get to West Palm Beach. I want to make the template here in Broward for this, you know.
But so is it just you? I mean, I'm forgetting if it can't just
be you.
I
have help. I have some angels. And I actually had a meeting this morning to put together actually delegating, because it's been on me all along here. It's just starting to blow up now, and I had to delegate some of the jobs so that I can do more of this kind of stuff and be out and teach. But, yeah, there's like 10 of us right now that are working.
We need to clone you. How do we do that?
We need, you know, I'm too old
Jimmy,
for that.
Jimmy, he's so cute. Oh, these kids are so lucky. I'm so excited that you're here. Unfortunately, it is, it's a opportune time to discuss this because we just, you know, unfortunately had this this
awful
other school shooting in Parkland.
Devastating.
Of all places.
Devastating.
Beautiful children and teachers.
That's the nonsense going on with our government and gun control is just, it's pathetic. And you know, I'm wondering who runs this country, the NRA or our government at this point. And you know, how many more of our kids have to go down before they start making some of these laws? And, you know, why do we need assault weapons on the streets of our cities and communities? We're not in a war zone, and why should people have the opportunity to buy those? And why should 18-year-olds have the opportunity to buy that are unstable and mentally? I mean, it's just a complete breakdown of the system. And, you know, I don't want this to be shoved under the, you know, we get 3 weeks of hysteria every time this happens, like Sandy Hook. And then it goes away because something else is more important. We go to the next thing. You know, God bless these kids in Parkland.
Yeah, I really don't. I think that this time,
I hope,
these kids are articulate so beautifully.
And they have the resources.
And passionate.
And they have the resources.
And the parents
yeah.
behind them. And they're going to take it all the way, and they're going to be our voice. And that's what you're working with are these children that are going to be our voice, our future.
You know, how pathetic is it that we're grown adults that we have to follow the leads of our babies?
Right.
Our babies have more sense than we do. I mean, come on, man.
The adults can't seem to figure it out, but these kids gave me hope when I listened
Definitely.
To them.
They're so inspirational, man.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, it's not any other situation like this. You know, unfortunately, I had to be in Parkland, but you know what that means is these people have real, they have resources, they have money, they can, you know, let's face it, that's what makes the world go around here. You know, these kids aren't going away lightly. They have the resources to withstand whatever, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, 20 years, and that's what's hopeful, because they're not going to be shut down like all the other ones were shut down. And I pray and hope that maybe we listen this time, you know. And, you know, I don't like to be political because I'm spiritual, but, you know.
I like that slogan. We'll say spiritual, not political.
Yeah.
That's nice. If we all could be a little more spiritual and talk to each other
nicely,
kindly and just listen, because there are so many points of view, you know, and everyone is able to and should be able to say how they feel without being shut down. Because that's how things get solved, too.
That's
the
right.
Doors open up like, oh, you know, I didn't really think about it that way. But thank you for sharing
that
with
social
me.
Media. That's right? That's the disease of social media.
Yes.
Is these little people put these little lines out and then somebody says something, you know, attacks them and then somebody attacks them. That's not a conversation, people.
Right.
You know, you want to have a conversation where grown adults, you sit down with somebody. You may have contradictory points of view. But you should have the respect to at least listen to each other's point of view and accept it. We're in the 21st century, for God's sakes. We're not supposed to be going backwards. We're supposed to be going forward. And, you know, stop with the chaos. Stop with the separation. It's the oldest trick in the book. You keep people, you know, fighting amongst each other, and things just continue to be the way they always were. Because we're fighting. We're trying to make our point, and we're arguing. We're hating each other. And politics goes on, and the same old goes on. You know, divide and conquer. It's the oldest trick in the book, man.
My favorite T-shirt, besides now wearing my hat. I love my hat, guitarsnotguns.org. I probably won't take it off.
Oh, awesome.
Is my T-shirt, my yoga T-shirt that says, be kind, not right.
That's right.
How about that? I love
that one. That's my marriage mantra. Do
yes.
I want to be right, or do I want to be...
I tell my husband... Remember the shirt.
Yeah,
it's
mine
be right.
Do I want to be right or do I want peace?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my mantra for my marriage.
I love it. Well, you're smart. I knew I liked you, Jimmy. He is awesome. We got to support Jimmy because these kids that are coming to you, they are so lucky.
Oh, I'm lucky. I told you before, I'm lucky. I'm lucky to be in their presence. They're all amazing spirits and...
What do they do when they? What's the look on their face?
Yeah,
I'm gonna come.
You gotta come one day.
What do they look like when they first walk in versus 8 weeks after with Jimmy?
Well, you know,
it's not a lot of time with you.
I have a lot of inner city kids, and I have all my teachers are old white guys. So we all walk in there. We all walk in there, and they look at us like, "What's going on here?" And by the third week. They're crawling all over us.
Oh.
They're just so enamored, and they're so engaged, and they're so happy to be. It's the most amazing transformation I've ever seen, and it's real time. It's happening right in front, and that's the lure. Just seeing that happen, that metamorphosis happen in front of my eyes, is all the pay I need. You know what I mean? That's all I need. And that's and my 20 angels that help me every week to do this. Tom Coy, Tom House, Bob Bronley, Jan Wild, Wayne Short, Brady, just amazing cats that just, you know, they got families, they got a couple of them are retired cops, just amazing people that just stepped up. And, you know, I hope I have them forever, but I understand that sometimes people lose. But hopefully people will keep coming and supporting this and know what an impact it has on everybody and the kids. And like I said before, they may get 150 percent out of it. I get 350% out of the act of giving something to somebody that they never knew. I got these kids playing guitar in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? To be able to do that to somebody is the biggest gift I could ever get. I can't even describe it.
Yeah, it's just it's that 2 weeks, and then we've got to make sure that we get the word out about when they have a concert, so we get all
calm. That's a good point. I have a concert. Which I want to invite everybody to.
Yeah.
It's on April 2nd. It's going to be the graduation for Pompano Middle School in Pompano. Everybody's invited. All the politicians, all the commissioners, all the police chiefs. I'd like to have all those people there for this. The media would be kind of hip. You know, maybe you could give me a little time on your station. I'm a native Floridian. I've been here my whole life. I think I have a story to tell, and I think it's a good one. I know that people are busy, and, you know, they'll get to me when it's time. I just hope it's on April 2nd. That would be awesome because I'm going to have a big shabam. I'm also playing, my band is playing in the Dania Beach Seafood Festival May 19th and 20th. We'll have a booth there for Guitars Not Guns. I'll be performing. I'd love for you to come out and you know, show your support. We'll be giving away raffling off in-kind presents, dinners at some of the best restaurants in town that donate their services, all kinds of services. I'll be doing raffles for that to collect money for guitars. Stop by the booth, talk to me. I'll be there. Like I said, I'll be performing that day with my band. It'll be awesome for everybody to come out.
So on April 2nd, and we'll wrap up, what is the location?
It's Pompano Middle School.
Okay.
And it's Pompano Beach Middle School.
Okay.
It's right off Atlantic Boulevard and 6th.
And what time?
It'll probably be like a 5 o'clock.
Okay. Perfect. Jimmy, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, Kara,
GuitarsNotGuns.org. You're going to do great.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.